Welcome to the Pure Flow Yoga Practice Podcast. Today we have a lovely dynamic flow to help you practice the amazing art of allowing, receiving, and letting go. So bring to mind an intention that you have for your practice this morning. Roll out your mat, grab a block and a strap or a cushion as needed, and let's get ready to flow.
Moments staring straight ahead into the jungle, just taking in all of the sights, all of the sounds, all of the vibrations all around. Filling your perceptions, filling your cup. And then when you're ready, softly turning your awareness in by closing the eyes. Moments just to tune into how you feel in the body, in the mind, and in the heart. Time the mind wanders, see if you can just gently bring it back to the flow of the breath. Nice, long, and deep inhales. Flowing and smooth exhales. Continuing this cycle of breath. The inhale represents our capacity to receive, bringing in from the outside. And our exhale represents our capacity to release and let go. This mudra that we're holding with our hands, dhyana mudra, concentration mudra. You've often seen statues of the Buddha in this way, perhaps as you've been traveling here in Thailand. As you inhale, the bowl fills, taking in the nourishment, the information from the outside. And as you exhale, the bowl empties to allow space for the new. So as you inhale, visualize that bowl that you're making with the hands fill with light, with energy, with love, with whatever you need in your life right now. And as you exhale, letting go of everything, letting go of everything you think you know. This is also the mudra of beginner's mind. You see the monks going around collecting their alms. And if their bowl is already too full of rice, then there's no room to collect any new food, to collect any new sustenance, any new offering. So throughout the rest of the practice, I invite us to just remember to constantly empty our bowls, to see things from fresh eyes. Take your hands in prayer to the heart center. Bow to the heart. And gently release the hands. Walk the fingertips over to the right. And sweep the left arm up and over like a rainbow, turning the gaze up underneath the armpit. As you inhale, press the heart through, lift and open the armpit, turn the gaze up, reach the arm a little bit deeper. Some of us are going to be able to come onto our forearm here if both sit bones are able to stay nice and grounded. Turn the gaze up to the sky. As you inhale, fill your whole side body with breath. And as you exhale, feel yourself expand a little deeper. Keeping the flow of the breath, inhale, lifting both arms to the sky. Relax the shoulders, perhaps feeling the difference side to side. And as we exhale, side bend on our second side, releasing the left fingertips, walking them wide, and turning the gaze up underneath the right armpit. The pinky finger turns down. As you inhale, press the heart forward, turn the gaze up. And as you exhale, deepen the opening through the side body. Maybe you're coming onto the forearm if both sit bones remain grounded. Drawing toward each other on the back. Inhale, look up, bring the hands, interlace behind the head, lean the head back into the hands, shoulder blades drawing toward each other. Find your breath. Inhale here, and then as you exhale, bring your chin into your chest, keep pressing the head into the hands. Inhale, look up, shoulder blades draw toward each other. Exhale, chin to chest. Inhale, look up, arch the spine as you draw your shoulder blades toward each other. And this time as you exhale, bringing the chin to the chest, really round the spine, hug the belly in. A few more like this. Inhale, arch the back, the gaze is up. Exhale, hug the belly in, chin to the chest. Two more. Inhale. Exhale, hug the belly in, round. Last one. Inhale. relating with mine. Inhale, come back to center. Raise the hands to the sky. And as you exhale, a twist. Right hand to the left knee, left fingertips behind you. Bring your hand a perfect fit on the knee. And then as you inhale, your left fingertips right next to your sit bones, root down into the earth to grow the spine tall. And then with the exhale, spiral the rib cage and twist. Turn the gaze to the back shoulder. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Notice if you're leaning back and try to get your heart right up over the belly button. Exhale, twist. We're gonna add a few neck rolls in here. So inhale, look forward past the left shoulder, right shoulder. Exhale, back. Inhale, forward. Exhale, back. Last one, inhale. Exhale, back. Inhale all the way forward and gently release the twist. One hand on each knee. Close your eyes for a moment as you let the energy settle, feeling the difference side to side. Interlace the fingers. Inhale, arms all the way up. And as you exhale, twisting second side, left hand, right knee, right fingertips right next to your sit bones, rooting down to rise up through the crown of the head. And exhale from the ribcage twist. Walk your fingertips right next to your sacrum, root down, inhale, lengthen, and exhale, twist. A few neck rolls here. Inhale, look forward. Exhale, back. Inhale. Inhale, look forward, and exhale, gently. Walk your hands forward, come onto hands and knees, and take your cushion out to the side. Spread your fingers, activate your toes. Make sure the heels of your hand are parallel to the top of the mat. We'll do three rounds of cat-cow. Inhale, look up, arch the spine, the gaze is up, draw the shoulder blades toward each other, and exhale, turn the tailbone down, chin to chest. I like to come right to the tips of my fingers here to really exaggerate that roundness, and then I shift the weight back. Beautiful. Inhale, plant the hands, look up, the gaze is up. Exhale, chin to chest, turn the tailbone down, come to the fingertips. Beautiful. Last round. Inhale. Exhale, round. Coming back to a neutral Anahata Asana. Walk the hands forward, melting the heart open. We'll keep our hips 90 degrees above our knees and just begin to melt the heart down towards the ground. The gaze is forward. Draw the shoulder blades in towards each other. And if it's more comfortable for you to bring your forehead down to the earth, feel welcome. Otherwise, chin to the ground, gaze forward. Find your breath. That smooth, flowing quality. Each inhale, asking ourselves, what am I filling my cup with? What am I filling my bowl with? What am I filling my being with? And each exhale, what am I releasing? What am I letting go of? Inhale here, exhale, look up. Take the tops of the feet on the ground. Walk your hands back, sit on your heels. Take your knees as wide as the mat. Wiggle the belly between the knees and walk the fingertips forward. Coming into an active child's pose. So come right onto the tips of the fingers, the elbows wide, shoulder blades draw toward each other. As I root down through my fingers, my sit bones grow even heavier on the earth. Come back into the awareness of your breath. Each inhale, bringing in that fresh energy, and each exhale, sinking deeper into the pose. Throughout our practice, you're always welcome to come back to this pose. Find rest. Inhale, look up, plant the hands. We're going to shift the hip forward to a cobra. So come all the way onto the ground, walk the hands forward. Spread your fingers as wide as they'll go. Roll the shoulders away from the ears, zip the elbows in. Press the tops of the feet into the earth and pull the kneecaps up. And then one at a time, we're going to shift all of our weight to the right side, to the left side. Rolling back one shoulder at a time. Massaging the kinks out of the spine. Nice soft elbows here. Breathing into our kidneys, into the low back. Beautiful. Inhale, lift and lengthen. Pull the kneecaps up. Activate the hands. And exhale, take a child's pose. Sit on the heels. Come back onto hands and knees. Spread your fingers wide like the rays of the sun. Heels of hands parallel to the top of the mat. Tuck your toes. Press your hips all the way up to the skies. And then press your thigh bones back, maybe lowering your heels towards the earth. Come high onto the toes. Gently look at the hands. Make sure that they're shoulder distance wide, that they're spread wide. And then bend your right knee a lot. Press into the left hand. Press your left heel to the earth. Beautiful. Lifting up both toes. Bend your left knee a lot. Press the right heel to the ground. Press into the right hand a lot. And then just gently swish side to side. Bending one knee. Then the other. Beautiful. Press your thigh bones back. Inhale. Lengthen your spine. Exhale, bring your knees to the earth. Arch the spine, draw your gaze up. Inhale. Exhale, chin to chest, downward facing dog. Press your hips up. Press your arms nice and long, your spine nice and long. I'm on the ball of my toes here. Inhale, exhale, release your knees, arch the spine. Inhale, expand the heart. Exhale, down dog. Inhale to lengthen. Exhale, release the knees, look up. Inhale to expand. Exhale, down dog. Inhale to lengthen and open your down dog. Exhale, knees down, gaze up. Last one. Inhale here. Exhale, down dog. Chin to chest. Beautiful, guys. One at a time, keeping the legs nice and straight, walk all the way to the top of the mat. Hands to the thighs as you look up and lengthen the spine. Draw the shoulders down the back. I like to come up onto the balls of my toes here and just give a little shake out to release any tension in my spine. And then exhale, release. Take your feet a little bit wider, almost mat width, and walk your fingertips forward as far as possible as you spiral the inner thighs away from each other, spreading your sit bones wide. Keep your toes parallel. Beautiful. So your whole heel is rested on the earth. Your feet are parallel into each other, and you're just tractioning the spine. So you're pressing your thigh bones back as you reach forward. And exhale, release. Ha. Interlace the hands behind the head. Let yourself hang heavy, nodding the head, yes, no, maybe so. Gently release the hands. Heel toe the feet so that they're hip distance. Softly bend the knees. And ragdoll style, we're going to roll up vertebrae by vertebrae.
Arms sweep up. And exhale, hands in prayer. Take your feet hip distance. Tadasana, mountain pose.
My pinky toes are aligned with the outer edge of my heel here. My inner arches of the feet are lifted. My toes are spread as wide as can be, and as I root down to the four corners from the hips to the rib cage, I lift and lengthen and roll my shoulders down the back. Oh, how wonderful. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up. Big breath in. And then as you exhale, hinging from the hips, we're going to dive forward. Fingertips to the earth, the shin or the thighs. Look up and lengthen the spine. Pull the earth towards you and exhale, fold. Arms wide, lift the heart. Inhale all the way up. The gaze is up. And exhale, hands into prayer. Release the hands. Inhale, big circle all the way up. As you exhale, hinge from the hips. Halfway lift, inhale, look up and lengthen, flat back, draw the shoulders down the back, exhale, fold. Beautiful, arms wide, inhale, lift the heart, the gaze is up. And exhale, hands into prayer. So we're embodying the flow, learning the first part of the sun salutation sequence. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, using the whole of the breath. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, fold. Step your right foot back. Bring your back knee down to the earth and walk your hands up to the knee. Some of us are going to take a cushion under the back knee. We're all going to lift and spread our toes, placing them down as far as possible from each other. Inhale, lift the heart, roll the shoulders down the back, and as you exhale, we'll sink into a lunge, Anjaneyasana. Lift the heart, so all we want is for the knee to be over the ankle 90 degrees. Beautiful. Crisscross the hands, root the front foot a lot. Inhale, take the arms all the way up and over behind the shoulder, and then relax the shoulder. Root that front foot a lot. So inhale, just root the foot, lift and open the heart. The hands pressing into each other, pressing everything into the midline to find more depth. Beautiful, last big breath here. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, sink into the pose. Gorgeous, guys. Inhale, expand. Exhale, bring the hands down. Lift the back hip up. Step the left foot back, downward facing dog. Come high onto the toes. Softly bend the knees, press the belly button to the spine, to the thighs. Roll the shoulders away from the ears so the spine is nice and long here. Beautiful. Look up between the hands. Step the right foot forward. Back knee to the earth. Walk the hands to the knees. Lift and spread the toes. Crisscross the opposite way. As you root down the foot, inhale, press the hands into one another, arms come up, shoulders behind the ears, and exhale, we sink into our lunge. Our knee is 90 degrees over the ankle, and our shoulders are nice and relaxed. As we inhale, we root the foot down and open into this back bend, reaching our hands all the way nice and high, and exhale, sink a little bit deeper. If you've stopped breathing, then you've gone past your edge. We want the breath to be nice and flowing. So inhale, we open to receive, and exhale, we release deeper into the pose. Gorgeous thighs. Inhale, expand. Exhale, bring the hands down. Lift the back hip, press the hands onto the earth, and come into a high push-up. The shoulders are over the wrists. The bum is below the shoulders, but above the ankles, so lower your bum. Pull your kneecaps up. Reach forward through the crown of the head, so come lower. If it's hard on your wrist, you can come onto the fifth. Draw the belly in towards the spine. Maybe you're building some heat building in the body. My friend Adam, who's a trainer, says 1 minute a day in this pose will do wonders for your life. It'll just make you more strong in the core, more tone in the arms. Soft elbows here, and then lift the neck so it's in line with the spine, and then bring your knees down. Zip your elbows into the midline, and slowly lower all the way down to the ground. We're gonna add a Shalabhasana here, one of my favorite back bends. Interlace the hands, Charlie's Angel grip. And as you inhale, peel the heart off the ground. Draw the shoulder blades together. And then zip the legs together. Activate the toes. Turn the gaze up. And as you pull the kneecaps up, smile the face. But only if you can breathe. If you can't breathe, you know what to do. Back out of the pose a little bit. Inhale, lift a little higher. Exhale, child's pose. Hands beneath the shoulders. Press back onto the heels. Melt the belly between the thighs, walking the fingertips forward. I like to take my hands in a prayer to the sky here. You might like to do that. As I come back to my intention, what am I filling my bowl with? What am I emptying out? What am I allowing myself to receive with each inhale? What am I releasing with each exhale? With the next inhale, walk your hands forward, Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. So we get high on, we spread the fingers wide, we tuck the toes, lift the hips, come into this inverted V shape. Our ears between our biceps, our shoulders nice and relaxed. Beautiful downward dogs in here today. Come high onto the toes. Softly bend the knees. Look up between the hands and lightly hop, step, or walk to the top of your mat. Halfway lift and fold. Exhale. Arms wide, root the feet, inhale all the way up, the gaze is up, hands in prayer, and exhale to release. Arms by the side. So that's one full round of sun salutation. Here we go again. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, swan dive. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, step the right foot back. Back knee to the ground, walk your hand up to the knee. This time maybe interlace the hands, inhale, root the foot, arms up. Exhale, sink, this is Anjane Asana, relax the shoulders, open the heart. Inhale, as you root the foot, open and expand the heart. And then as you exhale, release the hands, downward facing dog. Press the inner thighs, roll them in and out. Lengthen spine, inhale, exhale, right foot forward, back knee to the earth. Walk your hands to the knee. Root the foot, lift and spread the toes, interlace the hands. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, sink into this lunge. Relax the shoulders. As you inhale, root the foot, open the heart. As you exhale, plant the hands to a high push-up. So lifting the hips, step the foot back. Inhale here. Exhale, lower the knees down. Elbows zip in, lower all the way down. Cobra this time. Tops of the feet into the mat. Roll the shoulders back. Thumb and index finger press as you lengthen your heart. Breathing into the kidneys, pulling the kneecaps up. And then as you exhale, taking 5 breaths in a resting pose, whether that's child's pose or down dog is your choice. All meeting in a downward facing dog. Rolling the shoulders away from the ears. Can you lengthen your spine a little bit more? Beautiful. Come high onto the toes, softly bending. Hop, step, or jump to the top of the mat, halfway lift. Exhale, hold. Arms wide, inhale, lift the heart all the way up, the gaze is up, and exhale, hands into prayer, holding there for a moment as you just feel the energy rising in the body. Release. Take your feet hip distance, soft knees, and here we go again. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up. Exhale, swan dive forward. Gorgeous, guys, working with the breath. Inhale, lift and lengthen. Exhale, right foot steps back. This time we're gonna take it into a lunge. So bring your fingertips on either side of your heels. Lift your hips a lot. And then take your left hip and roll it back. Lift your back heel a lot so that there's no fold in the ankle. And inhale, rooting the feet, come all the way up. Beautiful. As you exhale, sink into the pose, past the knee, all we want to see is the big toe. Relax your shoulders and firm that back leg a lot, like you're pressing a beautiful person off your leg. Beautiful. A lot of us can open our hearts and come a little bit more in alignment with our heart over our belly button. Some of us are overarching our low back, so we're going to hug the belly into the spine. Inhale, reach. Exhale, sink into the pose. Firm that back leg. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, bring the hands down. We're going to switch it up this time. So inhale here. Exhale, lifting from the hips. We're going to hop switch the legs. Let's try that again. So I want you to float your hips, hop switch. Gorgeous. Last time, hop switch. You got it. Fingertips, lift the hips. Pull the right hip back, lift and spread the toes, lift the back heel so there's no fold in the back heel. Inhale, arms up. And exhale, sink into the pose. Draw your right hip back, your left hip forward. Press that back leg back a lot. Beautiful, guys. Relax the shoulders. Open the heart. Align the heart over the belly button. Draw the belly into the spine if you're overarching. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, sink into the pose. Firm that back leg a little bit more. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, this is our vinyasa. Plant the hand. Step back, high push up. Some of us are going to lower our knees down. Some of us are going to come all the way down, zipping our elbows in, lower halfway, and then bring your chest, belly, and thighs. Tops of the feet. Inhale, cobra, roll the shoulders down the back, thumb and index finger. Walk your hands next to your hips. Press the tops of the feet into the earth, lift the kneecaps up. So it's just the tops of the feet and the hands. Pull the heart forward and up, the shoulders back. This is Urdhva Mukha Svanasana, upward facing dog. Maybe you're gently massaging here side to side. Inhale here, exhale. Maybe you can roll over the toes, downward facing dog. 5 breaths. So we're working on this quality of dynamic stillness, which exhale, the shoulders roll away from the ears and you soften. Stretch your fingers a little wider. Relax your shoulders. Beautiful, guys. Come high onto the toes. Softly bend the knees. Hop, step, or jump. Top of the mat, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Take your elbows in the hands. Take your feet hip distance wide. Gently sway side to side. Just a moment. Gently bend your knees. Bounce your bum up and down. And then release the hands. Inhale, root the feet, arms wide, gaze up. And exhale, hands into prayer. Ha. How are we feeling? Good. We're gonna do one more together. One more that's just me calling out the breaths. And then one or two on your own. Release the hands. Choose your drishti, choose your focus point, the tree in the distance perhaps. Soft gaze, root your feet. Remember your intention for our practice, and we carry out this intention with our breath. Inhale, arms sweep all the way up. Exhale, we swan dive forward. Inhale, we look up and lengthen the spine. Exhale, right foot back. Setting up our lunge. Root the feet, inhale, arms up, the gaze is up. Exhale, sink into the pose. Draw the left hip back. Inhale, firm that leg. Open the heart. Reach long. Exhale, sink a little bit deeper. Beautiful. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, plant the hands. Hop, switch the feet. Fingertips, hips. Draw the left hip, right hip back. Sorry. Root the feet. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, sink through the pose. Relax the shoulder, firm that back leg, open the heart. Inhale, opening, expanding. Exhale, plant the hands. Step the foot back, high plank. Inhale here, exhale, elbows in, lower halfway, and then all the way, chest, belly, thighs. Inhale, cobra, or walk the hands back, tops of the feet and the hands for upward facing dog, and exhale. Child's pose or down dog, five breaths. If you're in child's pose, with your next inhale, walk your fingertips forward. Downward facing dog. Can you stretch your spine a little bit longer? Notice if your index or middle finger are coming up off the ground and really exaggerate the rootedness. Beautiful. High on the toes, soft in the knees. Step, jump, or hop. Top of the mat, halfway lift. And exhale, fold. Feet are hip distance. Arms wide, root the feet. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, hands in prayer. Shake it all out. Okay, here we go. So now we've been embodying the flow. This sun salutation sequence is said to be a complete practice in and of itself. So even when you leave this retreat, if you can manage to do three of these on your own, this will help get you started for the day, awakening the spine in all directions. So let's start with our feet hip distance. Our toes spread wide, a wide foundation for good alignment and more ease and comfort. This time I just call out the breaths. Find your drishti, your gaze point. Take a moment to find your breath. And here we go. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. Exhale, right foot. Set up your alignment, root the foot, inhale. Exhale, firm that back leg, open the heart. Inhale, open. Exhale, release and hop, switch. inhale to a high plank. Exhale, lowering with control. Chest, belly, thighs. Inhale, open the heart. Beautiful. Relax the shoulders. Exhale, five breaths. Beautiful. Roll the shoulders away from the ears. After your fifth breath, come high onto your toes, hop, step, or jump in to the top of the mat, halfway lift and fold. Inhale. And exhale, hands in prayer. Beautiful, everyone. So two more times on our own, remembering the sequence as best as we can. If we forget, no problem. Just do what you can remember. The key thing here is to really move in conjunction with the breath. So take your feet hip distance apart. And let's flow. Inhale, sweep your arms up. And as you continue, flow with your breath. Right foot first. Hop switch between rounds. Beautiful cobra up dog. And then resting five full breaths in a down dog before hop, stepping, or jumping to the top of the mat. When you're ready, start on your second round. Sun salutation. Trying to bring a quality of flow. So inhale, big gesture of receiving and opening. And as you exhale, you release. Inhale, you lengthen. And exhale, you move. Right foot first. Inhale, you reach long. Press that back leg. Expand. Beautiful. Inhale. Firm that back leg a lot. There we go. And then hop, switch your feet. There we go. Child's pose at the end of this round for three breaths. The monkeys have come to play with us today. So maybe your hands are in a prayer to the sky. And just notice how you feel at this point of the practice. Come back into that gentle flow of the breath. The inhale and allowing yourself to receive. And an exhale is a clearing out. With the next inhale, we're going to come to a down dog, hop, step, or jump to the top of our mat, halfway lift and fold. Inhale, look up, take your peace and love fingers, wrap them around your big toes, exhale, elbows wide, crown of the head towards the earth. have soft bend in our knees here to help us open our sit bones wider away from each other, chin to chest, to really relax any holding in the neck. Padahastasana, inhale, look up to lengthen the spine. And then maybe one foot at a time, lift the toes and bring the hands underneath the feet. Step all the way to the wrist, look up to lengthen the spine. And then as you exhale, soft knees, pull the feet up, reach the crown of the head down. Maybe you're nodding the head, yes, no, maybe so, relaxing the knees. Let out a nice big sigh. Inhale, look up. Take your arms wide, come all the way up. And as you exhale, hands in prayer, shake it out. Take your feet as wide as the mat, a little bit of arm swinging. As you bring your arms to the right, lift your left heel. Use the momentum of the swing. Close your eyes. We're going to come into one more round of that sun salutation in our own time. This time, I invite you to practice with the flow of your breath, but also with a soft smile on your heart or on your face. Adding any embellishments, making this your own, letting it flow. So here we go, looking straight ahead, feet are hip distance, here we go, inhale, arms up, and continue, look up, exhale, right foot back, inhale, the arms, beautiful, and exhale, turn that back leg a lot, really expand, exhale, hop switch, inhale, gorgeous guys. Exhale, turn the back leg, turn the palms toward each other. There we go. Exhale, vinyasa, high plank to low plank, up dog to down dog. Roll the shoulders away from the ears. Let this be a resting pose, a tuning fork for where the body's holding stuck energy. So lengthen the spine, long and longer. Bend the knees more if you need. Roll the shoulders away from the ears. Beautiful, guys. Come high onto the toes. Hop, step, or jump. Top of the mat, halfway lift. And exhale, hold. Arms wide. Inhale, come all the way up. And as you exhale, bringing your hand into prayer, just look around the room and give everyone a little namaste for the awesomeness. Lift your right foot, spread your toes. Lift your right heel, drag it back, and then shift all the way onto the right foot. Look straight ahead. Find a drishti, find a gaze point. We're going to come into a figure four, so keep left toes nice and engaged as you bring the heel across the upper knee. And as you exhale, you're going to send your sit bones back and fold your hands in prayer. The more awake your toes are, the more balanced you're going to feel. Some of us are going to bring our hands down to the inside, of the down to the earth. Pressing our knee towards the jungle behind us. Some of us might use blocks here. Some of us might be like, oh man, this is opening my hips. Are we feeling that? Activate the toe. Inhale, look up, bring your hands back into prayer. Soft knee, come all the way up. Arms all the way up and gently release and shake it out. Whew. Second side. Lift and spread the left toes. Lift the left heel, drag it back. Shift all the weight onto the left foot and figure four. So spread the toes across, hands in prayer. Some of us are going to stay here. Some of us, as we exhale, are we're going to sink our hips back, sitting into an imaginary chair. Spread the toes. Some of us are going to bring the hands down to the earth. Inhale, look up, bring your hands back into prayer, root the foot, come all the way up and gently release. Interlace the hands behind the back. Reach the hands down, lift the heart, inhale, spreading open the front of the chest, the front of the shoulder blades. And then as you exhale, we're going to come forward into a forward fold, letting the arms waterfall all the way up and over.
Or throat center is the fifth chakra. Its essence is ether. The vibrational nature of the body is perceived and experienced. The sense of hearing originates in this chakra.
Take your feet open wide, malasana. We're going to sit back into our yogic squat here, taking our elbows inside the knees. Some of us are going to take blocks underneath our heels here. We're all going to take a nice deep lengthening breath in, and then as we exhale, we're going to let out a sigh. Huh. Close your eyes for a moment and just feel into where this pose is activating for you. Where are you experiencing sensation? Consciously sending the breath to fill that space with energy, to fill that space with openness, allowing yourself to receive that breath. Inhale, lift and lengthen the crown of the head. There we go. And exhale, release. Sit your hips on the ground and hug your knees into the chest. Letting your toes lift off the ground and your forehead come into your knees. As you inhale and look up, show peace and love to the world, wrap it around the big toes, roll the shoulders back to lengthen the spine, and then slowly lengthen the heels. Draw the shoulders back. Some of us might take a strap. To the very top of both big toes, left fingertips behind you for a twist. As you root your tailbone, lift through the crown of the head, and then twist. Activate the hands. Beautiful, guys. Inhale here. Exhale, switch sides. Left hand on top of both toes. Right arm behind you. Beautiful. Inhale, come back to center. Gently bend the knees, hug in. Take the feet together, the knees wide, and take the flesh away from the sit bone. As we come into Baddha Konasana, some of us might like to interlace our hands behind the back to open the upper shoulders and chest. Some of us are going to bring our hands to the ankles. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Always we lengthen, taking in that breath. And then as we exhale, it's like slow motion, the heart diving forward. Maybe the elbows are pressing the knees open, or maybe the hands are just walking deep. chin into the chest. Let yourself round here. Let yourself fall heavy. If your body is inviting you to bring some gentle rocking movements or side-to-side sways, feel to honor that. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose and exhale, release from the mouth. Huh. Feel how each time you exhale from the mouth, especially, you soften and release. Take a deep, deep, deep breath in. And exhale, release it. To come a little bit deeper in this pose, we're going to look up, draw our shoulders back to lengthen the spine, and then as you exhale, cascade the heart even deeper. Breathing into the back body, enjoying. Bring your hands to the earth or block. You're pulling that earth or block towards you to bring more spaciousness, more open. With the next inhale, gently lift yourself to an upright. Bring your hands behind your back, fingertips towards the top of the mat. Lift your hips, come all the way onto the back. One hand to the belly, one hand to the heart. Just noticing the sensation that's being offered to you in this shape. Can you breathe in and fill all the spaces of the body that are experiencing
Take your hands outside of the knees. Take the knees up to the sky. Lift the hips to release the arch in the low back and take your right foot across the upper left knee. So another figure four here, reaching right hand through the hole, interlacing the hands behind left thigh. That left foot can flop and then press your right knee away as you hug the left thigh in.
So this is an active stretch where you're actively hugging your left thigh in, your right knee away. Your left foot can come to your bum. Deepening the breath into the hips.
Beautiful. Gently release the hands. Bring the foot onto the earth. You're gonna take the hands by your side in a lazy T, palms face down. You're gonna slide your top leg, continue to slide your top leg over. Bring your hips all the way to the left side of the mat. Hug the knees into the chest and then roll them over to the left.
For some of us, it's gonna be too intense to cross the legs, so just one knee on top of the other. Now take your upper rib cage, lift it, and roll onto your back so both shoulder blades are equally rooted, and turn your gaze to the right. So either you're having an eagle leg here, or else one knee is stacked on top of the other. So we're in a spinal twist now. Turn the gaze towards the right. Walk your right fingers a little bit wider to the right. This is a song from one of our retreat students in 2019. And this was, this isn't even the finished version. This is just the, I begged her. So I literally want you to think of lifting your rib cage up and turning it so both shoulder blades are flat. Maybe your left hand is coming on top of your knees. And close your eyes for a few moments and just experience this delightful detoxification of the spine that this pose can offer us. So use your breath as the detoxifying agent. The most important aspect of this whole thing is just to remember the breath. We're going to look up to the sky now, bringing the knees back to the sky. You can bring the feet to the earth to lift the hips, and then hug that right knee in, lengthen the left leg. Let your foot be soft. Let your right foot just hang loose. Squeeze that knee into the chest. Just breathing some love into those hip creases.
And then interlace the hand behind that right thigh and slowly send that right heel to the sky. Engage both toes. As you press the heel up to the sky, inhale. And as you exhale, draw that leg in towards the face. Inhale, press the heel up. Exhale, draw the leg in. Release the hands now, activate the foot, and gently lower that foot using control, using the abs all the way down to the ground. And just feel the difference side to side.
Second side, figure four. Bring the right foot onto the earth, the left foot above the knee, crossing over, reaching left hand through the hole, interlace behind the thigh, and as you draw the right leg in, you're pressing the left knee away. Really deepen your breath to create more openness and softness in the hip. I invite you as much as possible throughout this practice, throughout our week together, to work with soft or closed eyes. So keep pressing the knee away. Keep pressing the left knee away from yourself. Beautiful.
Coming into our twist, right foot comes down to the earth. We keep crossing that our eagle leg, top leg over, arms wide in a lazy T, and take your hips over to the left edge of your mat and your knees up and over to the right.
Maybe if the cross is too much, just stack one knee on top of the other and then lift your rib cage and upper back all the way up and off the earth, and then turn so that both shoulder blades are rooted, the gaze is to the left, and walk your left fingertips a little bit wider to the left. Maybe your right hand is on top of your knees. Bring your arm down just a little bit. Nice, Ricarda. In between the knees also, totally available. Take a nice deep breath into your whole being, and as you exhale, like you're wringing out a sponge, twist it and open. close the eyes, really enjoy the pose. If you're not enjoying the pose, what little micro movement can you make? Inhale, we take in the breath, we receive, we allow. Exhale, we release and let go, allowing space for the new. With your next inhale, look up, come on into the back. Hug your left knee in, let your right leg come long. You're hugging your left knee in and your right leg is down on the mat. It's such a beautiful day. I give my life for you. Interlace the hand behind the thigh. Inhale, press the heel up to the sky. Extend that back leg. And as you exhale, hug that leg in towards yourself. If you want to use a strap here, you're welcome. If you want to hold onto your big toe, if that's available to you, you're welcome. Just stay mindful to avoid any pressure on the back of the knee. Press the heel up, inhale. Exhale, draw it into inhale here, and exhale, release with control all the way down to the mat, feeling the difference side to side, or feeling the evening out side to side. Swish the hips side to side. Give yourself a little body rocking now. So just rocking your body fluidly side to side. Like your body's a waterbed. Walk your feet in towards the hands. Bring your fingertips to touch the heels. Bring your knees together. Some of us are going to bring a block between our knees or a cushion to help us keep the distance. As you root the feet down, your feet are hip distance. Inhale, curl the hips up to the sky. So make sure your feet are hip distance wide. So open your feet, hip distance. There we go. Rock your shoulders underneath the back. Maybe you're holding onto your ankles here. Maybe you're interlacing the hands behind the back. Root the feet. Inhale, lift the hips a little bit higher. Rock the shoulders under a little bit deeper. Press the hips high to the sky. Rock the shoulders under even deeper. Now keeping your hips exactly where they are, lower the heels with control. Beautiful. Inhale here. And exhale gently. Release the shoulders one at a time and roll down. Take your feet together and your knees wide. Butterfly. On the ground. So this is our resting pose. Hold your elbows above the head. And if you want to stay here or come back here, you're always welcome. This is like the child's pose at the back in my mind. It's such a powerful pose for opening the hips and the groin and the heart and for really creating the conditions in which you're opening to receiving. So if you need to cultivate more receptivity in your life, then maybe stay here. For those of us with the full wheel practice, we're going to come into that. And for those of us who aren't quite there yet, we're going to come up into another bridge pose. So bring your hands outside of your knees to the sky, your feet hip distance. Fingertips to the heels. Root the feet down into the earth. Inhale, curl the pelvic floor up. Lift the hips and rock the shoulder blades under. Keep hugging the knees towards each other. Same thing. Come high onto the toes and lift the hips. Rock the shoulders under. Beautiful. Now bring your hands, for those of us in bridge, bring your hands, the heels of your hands on either side of your spine, your fingertips holding your hips on the outside. And lift your right heel all the way up to the sky. Root into your elbows. Activate that leg. Beautiful. So bring your hands to hold your hips with a little bit less effort. You feel more supported. There we go. Inhale here. Exhale, lower down. Switch the weight to your right foot, left leg. So if you bring your hands more underneath, and exhale, release. Feet together, knees wide, lying on the back, elbows over the head, close your eyes. Close your eyes. So if you are tired or on your moon cycle, you're welcome to stay here as the rest of us come up into our inversion. Or you're welcome to bring your feet up to the sky using a strap or a cushion underneath your hips. So everybody, let's take our feet to the sky. This is option one. Option two is a shoulder stand. So you'll lift the hips, rock your shoulders under, and your fingertips on either side of your spine, fingers to the sky, your heels, knees, and hips in one line. Rock your shoulders underneath. Draw the toes towards your head like a floint. It's halfway between a pointing and a flex. Lift your chin just a little bit away from the chest and then take your feet more towards the ocean. There we go. Beautiful. Activate the four corners of the foot. Inhale. And as you exhale, open your legs wide in a straddle. Lift your hips up. Rock the shoulders under. Press their feet wide. Inhale, activate the feet, draw the legs back up to the sky. Inhale here, exhale, butterfly, take your feet together, bend your knees, open your knees towards the ocean behind you, but keep lifting your hips, lifting, taking a fold out of the belly. The more you press your feet into each other, the more the hips. Inhale, the legs to the sky. Exhale, take the right foot behind the head. Foot to the earth. Beautiful. Push that foot into the ground and feel your legs expand. So I'm going to move your cushion so you can do that. pushing the foot into the floor. Expand the legs wide open. Beautiful. And now bring the right foot to meet the left in plow. Both feet on either side of the head. If your legs are just up the wall, perfect. This practice is meant to balance you wherever you're at. So notice if any thoughts of comparison come up. Heavy feet, heavy feet, heavy feet. And just remember, we're here to just do our best. For those of us in plow, we can bend our knees on either side of the ears, bringing our knees all the way down and giving with our arms a nice big hug around the thighs. If there's any other variation that I'm practicing, I allow myself to come into that now. Otherwise, I take my last 5 full breaths here, and then I slowly and mindfully, vertebrae by vertebrae, unwind onto the mat. Find a comfortable seated pose. Maybe you're sitting on a block, on a cushion. Take right hand over left hand in Dhyana Mudra, this meditation, concentration, pose, mudra of mindfulness. Lift the heart, relax the arms. And as you close your eyes, once again, find your breath. As you inhale, allowing yourself to receive all of the goodness, remembering what it is that you have called in, your sankalpa, your intention for the practice. And with each slow, soft exhale, remembering what it is that you're releasing, what it is that you're letting go of. Emptying to create more space in your body, mind, and soul. Taking 5 more conscious breath cycles in this way. Each inhale, you're filling your cup. And each exhale, you're emptying it. And after your 5th cycle, feel welcome. To slowly melt into Shavasana, lying on the back. A cushion underneath your head or your knees, perhaps. If you'd prefer to maintain your meditation pose to close, you're welcome. Final pose, we integrate the goodness, the opening, the presence that we've cultivated throughout the practice so that we can store it on a cellular level in our being, just letting go of any effort. Allowance. Allowance is the key to complete freedom. To practice the art of allowing, first remind yourself that as a soul, you elected to experience life as a physical being. And every circumstance or an event is an outcome of what you've chosen to value within your consciousness. To truly allow, you accept that there are no mistakes in all of creation. Practice being fully present to every experience just as it is. Be present with the things that disturb you. Heal your own disturbances by surrendering them to the stillness of the heart. By doing so, you continue to be the presence of love, which is the truth of who you are. You are as the wind or as the breath. You can neither possess nor be possessed. And through love's guidance, you come to desire only that which sets all things free. Meditation vibes, the awareness, soft and within, taking a big breath into the belly, and using the exhale to awaken fingers and toes, and stretching the arms long up over the head, stretching long fingers to toes. And then rolling onto one side, maybe hugging the knees in. And pushing off the top hand, lengthening the top leg, and slowly coming back to a seated meditation pose, Dhyana Mudra, right hand above left with the thumbs touching. Noticing how you feel now after the practice. And making a commitment to yourself to bring some of the goodness, some of the openness, the receiving, the allowing, and the letting go into the rest of your day. Drawing our awareness to the heart center, take a moment to bring gratitude to yourself for the effort you showed in this practice and even in showing up to the practice. If there's anything else you feel grateful for, we'll bring our hands together in prayer and close with three ohms. Awareness comes between our two eyebrows like we're staring straight ahead. We sing om three times to bring peace to our bodies, peace to our minds, and peace to our hearts. Take a nice deep breath in. Take a little break. If you have questions, please come and talk to me. If you want some tea, help yourself. And we're going to put our mats in a circle with our cushion over them.
Thank you so much for joining us for a live class podcast today in the jungle. I hope you had a really good practice. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me directly, Francie@pureflow.yoga. And if you like what you hear and want to support us in creating more free resources, please consider listener support, helping to support us to continue serving you. Have a beautiful day and love to you all.